From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Pyongyang, North Korea today, crowds gathered for the final day of the formal memorial ceremony for Kim Jong-il. While yesterday's funeral march focused almost entirely on North Korea's former leader, this morning's event was as much about his son and successor, Kim Jong-un. In particular, a key military official called on the North Korean army to follow the new leader's orders, whatever they might be. NPR's Mike Schuster monitored the proceedings on television from Seoul, South Korea.
Eulogies always tend to glorify the dead, whether of high or low station in life. Today's praise of Kim Jong-il certainly did that, preceded as it was by music from a military orchestra and attended by hundreds of thousands, all in orderly rows. The primary eulogy was given by Kim Jong-nam, North Korea's ceremonial head of state. He had nothing but praise for the man known as the dear leader in the North. From his alleged excellence in economic policies, despite long and widespread food shortages, to his military skills, although he had little real military experience. Simultaneous translation was provided by the BBC.
He led our armies and he educated our armies, and because of our nuclear power, we proudly demonstrated our strengths to the world. We gained that confidence and strength in our nation.
How his youngest son and successor, Kim Jong-un, views nuclear weapons is not known. He is still in his late 20s, and that will be one of his most serious responsibilities, as he now assumes all the mantles of power, both military and political, that belong to his father. During the mourning period since Kim Jong-il's death on December 17th, and in this week's formal funeral ceremonies, there has been little talk of North Korea's relations with other nations. In his eulogy today, though, Kim Jong-nam also praised Kim Jong-il for his support in favor of warmer relations with South Korea.
He also opened up a new era for the new relationship with the South. He opened up a new way for the South and North relationship.
Midway through today's memorial, attention turned to the successor, Kim Jong-un. The words were spoken by General Kim Jong-gak, the top political officer of the Korean People's Army. His was a pledge of fealty to the new leader.
We will protect our Kim Jong-un as a leader with our lives. Whatever Kim Jong-un order, we will follow his order.
Such a vow from the general carries much weight. He is the general who makes sure the other generals toe the official line. And the official line is that Kim Jong-un is now the supreme leader of the party, the army, and the people of North Korea. After the eulogies came a long artillery salute, and then at noon precisely, the assembled throngs in Pyongyang's central Kim Il-sung Square bowed their heads in silence as sirens and horns blared for 3 minutes. And so the ascendance of the sun, Kim Jong-un, began, and the formal mourning for Kim Jong-il came to an end. Through it all, Kim Jong-un spoke not a word in public. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.